Grab a shopping cart and get ready to stroll the aisles of your local liquor store with value in mind.
This is the Vista TR. It's a Tintoros from Portugal. The thing about this wine is that it's incredible value. It's not your typical sort of big, fruity, jammy monster. It's got kind of an herbaceous note. It's got some different things going on. It's got a little bit of cigar smoke, a little bit of tobacco notes, and just a great value, but a little bit different.
That's Kenji Hodgson, who, along with James Nevison, is giving me a guided tour of some of their favorite picks from the world of wine for 2008.
Hey, down on the bottom, this is the Tio Pepe, and this is a sherry from Spain, right? So it's a Palomino Fino sherry, really dry, and I think it's just great because, you know, sherry fell out of fashion for a while, but we see it coming back into style, and you know what, as an aperitif, a dry sherry with some pan-toasted almonds, doesn't get much better than that.
James and Kenji are the authors of Had a Glass, Top 100 Wines for 2008, under $20. Yes, I know a lot of you would probably like to spend under $10 for a bottle of wine, and there are some of those in the book as well. But like everything else, wine is getting more expensive, and the $20 mark opens up a wide world across Canada. This is the third edition, and Kenji explains how these two wine aficionados came to publish the very first guide.
What we saw was there was a real need, mostly among our friends, for starters, for some great value wines, and they were getting interested in wine, and we knew that because they would ask us questions and we'd have discussions about wine. But when it actually came to buying the wine in the liquor store, they were lost. So we thought, well, maybe we can produce something that can point them, you know, in the right directions. And we're not saying, you know, every wine in this book is the wine for you, but these are 100 great values for you to start your wine adventure.
It is pretty daunting to walk into a wine shop and not have a clue as to what to purchase, but Had a Glass is small enough to keep in the glove compartment of your car. Don't drink and drive, by the way. The wines in Had a Glass don't get in just because they're under $20. Kenji says that's one of the factors they take into account while tasting.
It can be anything from sheer value. So this is a blockbuster wine for $15, and that interests us for sure. But also things that can kind of expand your palate and kind of make you more interested in wine, take you in different directions through wine. And if it's something that expresses the terroir of a region in a particular sense, or if it's something that a quirky grape variety that maybe you've never had before, and if the wine has merit in those aspects, then we're interested in that too.
Most wine shops are arranged according to country. We stopped in Chile, a country James says is packed with great selections for 2008.
Connoisseur, Chilean producer that's turning out fabulous wines at the price point. And I mean, this is a wine of Gewurztraminer, so if people aren't familiar with it, it's white wine that's super aromatic. It's just wonderful to smell right out of the glass. And then when you're tasting the palate, it's just nice and fruity. Gewurztraminer literally means spicy grape in German. So, you know, a lot of Gewurztraminers have a spicy kick on the end too. But this wine, I like the packaging here. It's this bright fuchsia color, if you will, and I think it speaks to sort of the fun, exuberant wine inside the bottle. Great value.
And it has a screw top, and you do make a note in there that you're not against screw tops for particular wines, and you see a lot more of them these days.
Yeah, you see a lot more screw caps, and for good reason, too. There's some difficulties with cork in terms of preserving the wine in its perfect condition up until when you get a chance to put the corkscrew in and take the cork out.
The book is indexed by country, type of wine, and food, so you can look up lamb, for example, and see the list of wines the guys recommend as pairings for that kind of dish. There are even some recipes using wine and more organic wine listings than in the previous editions. James and Kenji have tried to list wines that they think can be found in many liquor stores and wine shops across Canada. But even if you can't find a wine listed in the book, they say you could try a similar bottle from the same country at around the same price point.
And we also have another section in the front of the book which talks about how to kind of expand your wine drinking. And we say, just like you mentioned, if you like the Black Chuck, then try this wine or that wine or another wine. And hopefully people will kind of get into not zeroing in on one particular bottle and drinking that 7 days a week, but actually get out and experiment a little bit.
Now, given the book publishing world and that you have to have these wines, you know, written about long before 2008, When do you start tasting them, and how do you figure out if they are going to be available next year?
That's the hardest part, and I think it's a constant battle with the publisher, you know, to push back the delivery date for you know, the edited materials and that. But I mean, we're tasting wines year round, and so whenever we're at tastings, we keep our notes, and so in our mind we're starting to formulate things, and then generally we come back to the wines just to make sure, okay, as we remembered it, you know, last November, is the wine still one that would qualify for this top 100 list?
I know putting together this book must be hard work, but if you're a wine lover, you probably envy the amount of research the guys get to do year-round. The name, once again, is Had a Glass, Top 100 Wines for 2008, Under $20, by James Nevison and Kenji Hodson. It even has a very realistic wine glass stain on the front cover. That's Food for Thought. I'm Don Genova.